We are on Daf Samach Zayin Omid Aleph. Meisve, little after half of the Omid. And this is a kasha on Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds that Yush is not koine. So the Gemara is a kasha. We learned Haganev, Vahagazlan, Vahanes. Anis is a chamsin that gives money and takes it by kolchoi. Hegdeshon hegdish, utrumoson trume, umaisreison maisa. So the kasha is, the Gemara understood this is only after Yush. So we see that Yush is kaine. So akasha and Rav Yosef. Omri, so the Gemara answered, Hosam Iko Shine Hashem. There is a Shine Hashem, Mikore Tible, Bahashta Trume, Hegdish, Mikore Chulin, Bahashta Hegdish. So Memele, so Rav Yosef Lishito say that Rav Yosef holds that there is such a concept of Shine Hashem, which is Kaine, and we learned yesterday in Tosfos, when you do need Yiddish, when you don't need Yiddish, why we need Yiddish. Let us see Rashi. Anos chamsan diyoiv domi. Hegdeisham hegdish ba'osa lehones. Utrumasam asura lezorim. Alme konile legzele biyush. Now we have to understand, these two Rashis are very difficult. What is Rashi saying over here? Rashi is saying, Hegdesh on Hegdesh, and I will have to have Hanoh from it. Trumosan, Asur Elizorim. It's Trumah, it's Hegdesh. What is Rashi saying? It's Rashi saying, I'll have Hanoh, it's Asur Elizorim. So the Gedili Shmuel says, Amor the Kipshat in this Rashi, he says as follows. Who's asking the Kashe and Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi. Rabbi holds Yush is Koine. No, Yush is koine, but Rav himself did not know if Yush is koine min ha-teire min ha-rabona. There's a tzad, maybe Yush is only koine min ha-rabona. So Rav himself, how did he understand this? Hegdesh on Hegdesh, it's Hegdesh, there's a din me'ile. Rashi held kinyin da-rabona le-mahani le-da-raise. If it's only yours min ha-rabona, there won't be a din me'ile. There won't be a din that you have to... That Truma Lezorim, you'll have to give, you'll have all the Chaymer of Truma Lezorim. So why is he asking a Kasha on Rav Yosef? According to himself, it's also Shmel. This Kasha bothered Rashi. So Rashi said, the Emerson, Hegdesh and Hegdesh, you can learn with a grain of salt. Doesn't mean that it's Hegdesh min ha-Torah. Could very well mean that it's also Leonis. If a person will be Nenu, I'm not telling you this, doesn't say that there's a Chiyav Mile. Hegdesh and Hegdesh mean it's Hegdesh. The Gabi not Evano, Midarabonin you not Lata Evano. Trumos and Trum, it's also Lazari, Midarabonin you not. But the Kasha was, so Rabbi had an Eitze with his Bereise. Rabbi could, understood you kind of be Yush, and Yush is Midarabonin, but I'll Kaponim. It means that it has Dine Hegdesh, and it's also Lehones, and it's also Lazar. But according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's Yish is not Koina, Philomida Rabbonon. So that was the Kasha. So Rabbi Yosef answered that it's Yish Vishini Hashem. Mikora Tivla, let us see Taisvit, Agana Vagazlan, Vagazel Basra Porish, Irabonon Koshe Gazlan, Irab Shimin Koshe Ganev, Mishani Lo Shabba. This is a very, very good kasha that the Gemara has. We hear a machloikis, Rav Shimon and the Tanakam, if you say, Stam Gneve Yish Bailam, Stam Gzele Yish Bailam. So there's a machloikis. So here to say, Aganev Agazlan, that is Yish by both. So that's not according to anyone. So Taishwa says, the Gemara has this kasha, and the Gemara says, Amishani lo shato. So don't have to worry about this problem. Mi ikara tibla. So Rabbi Yosef answered that it is a Shini Hashem. Before it was Tevel, and now he made it true. Frak Toisves, va'af al gav, de Shini achoizel l'briyosoi al yedei sheila.
כדמרינן באיש הרבה ובסויב הנוידה מן הירק.
One can be shayl on Truma. Truma is equivalent to another. A person made a Truma, he can be, he can go to a Chocham and be Eike the Truma. So it's a Shini Achoyza. Mikol Mokim lechoshiv lo Shini Achoyza lebriyosai kiven doloi shchiche. So Taisa says it does not have a din of a Shini Achoyza because it's not shchiach for a person to be shayl. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Taisvis. This Taisvis is a very difficult Taisvis, and let us give two reasons why it's difficult. Taisvis asked Akashe, it's a Shine Hashem HaChoyza. Made it Trume, it's Choyza. Now, the Makor of Taisvis, that a Shine Hashem HaChoyza is not Koine, is we had the Gemara before. The Gemara is Takashe ala Morish HaGozel Shabone Bebinyin. So it says Chazal made a Takone that the Morish belongs to the Gazel, not Takone Sashovim. So the Gemara is, why isn't he Koine al Shini Hashem? This was the Gemara's Kashe. So the Gemara answered, Rabbi Zeira answered, it's a Shini HaChoyza. Shini HaChoyza. So maybe that's why Shini Hashem is not Koine. So Taisvis is asking Akasha now, according to Rabbi Zeira, it's a Shini HaChoyza. That was Taisvis Kasha. So Taisvis says, well, it's Lo Shchiach that a person should be Shoyel. So we go away from this Taisvis. A Shini that's not Shchiach to be Choyza is not called a Shini HaChoyza. Fine, Gewaldig. So now let's go back to Rabbi Zeira. A person, a Morish HaGozel Shabonai Bebinyin. A person built a bire, and he put it, he stole a morish, and he put it there. So the Gemara is takashe, so why do you kind of b'shini Hashem? So the Gemara says, it's a shini achoyza. What's a shini? It'll take apart the whole building, so it'll be back a morish. Now let me ask you, how shkiach is it for a person to take apart the whole building? So the Teres Chaim is discussion on Taisus. He doesn't understand Taisus. Taisus just put guidelines. Shini HaChoyza means if there's a 40% chance that it'll be Choyza. But if there's a 10% chance that it'll be Choyza, it's not called a Shini HaChoyza. That's what Taisus says. That's why Trum is not called a Shini HaChoyza, because it's like Shchiach that he should be Shoyl. So it's like Shchiach that a person should take apart a binyan. So why is that called Shini HaChoyza? Amir Dikikasha, and the Teres Chaim lives by a kasha on this Taisvis. There's another kasha on this Taisvis. Let us just mention for a few minutes a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah says as follows. If a person will cut hadasim from a goyish field, there's a suffix, maybe this field was stolen. So when he cuts the hadasim, he's a gazlan. So it's a problem. So he can't be yoitza with these hadasim, the hadasim gzula. So the Gemara asks Akasha, what's the problem? Liknino bishinoi, he should be kind of bishini maise. Because Lulav Tzorich Agad, so he takes when he cuts the others, he's not Yoitzu with the others, he ties it together with the Lulav and the Arovis. So that's called Ashinui. So Lipninu Bishini Maise. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So what's the problem? Afilu, he cut it, but it'll be Shaloi Sukis because he's kind of Bishinui. And for the Gemara, one teretz, it's Ashinui HaChoyza. Yes, he tied it, so it's called a Shini, fine. But he can take it apart. It's a Shini HaChoyza. Like the Gemara, a Tzveite Kasha, let him be kind of B'Shini Hashem. Before it's called A'asa, now it's called A'ishana. The Gemara there doesn't answer Tzashini HaChoyza. Here the Gemara must have a different teretz. So we have here a
The Gemara has two kashas. One kash, let's be kind with a shini maise, or says a shini achoise. Right afterwards, the Gemara, because if you take it apart, so it's no more an agad, it's not no more an agude. So it's a shini achoise, is not kind. Then the Gemara is a kash, let him be kind of b'shini Hashem, because when it's tied together, it's called a hishane. The Gemara does not say that it's the teretz, it's a shini achoise. So this is a terrible problem. So Taisvis says there a yesod. Taisvis gives guidelines, and Taisvis says that Gemara is speaking about after Yish. The whole Gemara is speaking about the Bible was miyayish already, it's after Yish. So the Gemara, so Taisvis says as follows: Hashinui Maisa Hachoizer after Yish will not help. It's not called a Shinui. The Gemara is very bekeinu b'shinui Maisa Hachoizer. Shinui Maisa Hachoizer after Yish will not help. But Hashinui Hashem after Yish will help, even though it's Hashinui Hashem Hachoizer. Hashine before we'll try to understand the mechanics of the halacha, what Taisa says, but let's just chaza ayin the halacha. Taisa says, Hashine maisa hachoyza after Yush is not kain. And Hashine Hashem hachoyza after Yush is kain. Fine, that's the halacha. Taisa says, that's the halacha. So now the Pnei Yeshua asks on Taisa, so what did So let's Taisvis Kasha is a pella. Before we ask the Kasha by a Morish, you should be koini with Shini Hashem. So Abzeira says it's a Shini Hachoiza. There, it's very good, because there Morish Taisvis is speaking about without Yush. Without Yush, Shini Hashem Hachoiza is not koine. Here we're talking about after Yush. If we're talking about after Yush, so I am betaisvis sukkah of lamedomet beis, Hashinui Hashem hachoyza after Yush is kaine. So what's the problem? What's taisvis kasha? What is taisvis kasha? This is a meiradik kasha. Before we'll say over a teretz to this kasha that the Rebbeinu says and the Kovi Yeshua says, I'd like to mention a Yisaidistike Trumas Hakri in Siman Shin Nun Gimel that explains Taisvis in Sukkah. Let us on the Taisvis in Sukkah told us Yisaidis. Taisvis says, Ashini Maisa Hachoizer, if it won't help, afilo after Yish. Ashini Hashem Hachoizer will help after Yish. It sounds like a paraduma. What the chilek? Ashini Maisa, Ashini Hashem. Shini Hashem Achoyza, well, after Yish it helps, before Yish it doesn't help. Shini Mais Achoyza, after Yish it doesn't help. So the Trumas Akri, Amur de Kebir, he says as follows. Shini Mais Achoyza, what is the case of Shini Mais Achoyza? That means a person stole yarn, and he made a sweater out of it. That's called a Shini Mais Achoyza. I stole yarn, I made a sweater, I can go and unravel the whole sweater and we'll be back to yarn. That's called a Shini Maisa Achoyza. Zogt the Trumas Akri. You know why it's not koine? Because we consider that nothing happened to the yarn. That means as follows. He made a sweater. What is a sweater? A sweater is, I take this yarn and there's rows of yarn that are attached together. So it became a sweater. Now it's not yarn, now it's a sweater. The Emerson, each chalik of the yarn, did that chalik change whatsoever? The Emerson, a sweater is rows of yarn. So if you can't unravel the sweater, so it changed. Before it was yarn, and now it's a sweater. But if you could unravel the sweater, so the yarn never changed. There's no change. So it's a sweater now. But the mahus of a sweater is not just, a sweater is 10,000 rows of yarn. That's it. It's rows of yarn which
which don't have to remain there. You can unravel it. So you have yarn. The yarn is the same like it was Basha Gozel. Each chelik of the yarn did not change. There's no change whatsoever. The man, the yoma that holds shinui maise hachoizer is not called a shinui, so it's called because since it's not a permanent change, it didn't change at all. Every ein bechlal al masha beprat, every chelik of the yarn of the sweater didn't change. This is the same yarn. I am next to it, another row of yarn, next to it, another row of yarn. So many rows of yarn make a sweater. But al kaponim, the yarn didn't change. It would be impossible to unravel it. So, before I had yarn, and now you have a sweater, and the sweater is not a yarn. You can't make them a sweater is not a yarn. But since you can unravel the sweater and make it into yarn, so the yarn never changed. There was no shinui whatsoever. So Mimela, if I had Yush before, the Yush won't help. If Yush isn't kaina, and the Yush isn't kaina, and this is not called a shinui, so Mimela, so it's nothing. That's why Tosva says, Yush v'shinui maisa hachoiza is not kaina. So that's, let's go to the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara is takasha, leisha b'kaina the hodos, he made an agat, he tied it together, with the lulav in the arovis, so the maisa now became an aguda. It's a dushini maisa. I made from my others aguda. Someone else says, yeah, but it's choisa. You can untie the aguda. So it's again, you have dvorim yechidim. So that's called a full of bishaito. It's not called a change, since it's possible to be machzeret to the original state. Now let's go to the Gemara over there. Shini Hashem Hachoizel. The most akasha that when you tie the hodos together with the lulav and the arovis, it has a new name. It's called the Hishana. Now, does it have a new name? I feel it's Choizel. But now does it have a new name? It has a new name. Now the name of this entity is called Hishana. The Zicha was a Shinui Hashem over here. When we're speaking about Shinui Maise, we're claiming Hashem, did the yarn change? The yarn didn't change. Each thread did not change. It's the same like the yarn didn't change. There was no physical change in the yarn. That here's next to it another row of yarn, and next to it another row of yarn. But each particle of yarn did not change because it's since it could be taken apart again. So each yarn did not change. So we're clearing, was there a physical change in the yarn? Ashini Maisa Hachoiza, it's called, there never was a physical change in the yarn. But when we're asking Ashaila, when we're asking Ashaila, you should be kainer al chini Hashem. So now we're saying, listen, this hodos together with the lulav and the rovet, it's called now Hishana. It's called now, that's the name. That's what you call it. Is it called Hishana? Definitely it's called Hishana. That means you can take it apart so it won't be called anymore Hishana. But now it is called Hishana. There was a metzius to get shinui by Hashini Hashem. Even though it was Chayza. No, so what is, so, but Ashinei Hashem HaChayza is Ashvach Ashinei. That means as follows. If the name, the change in name is a permanent change, so that's a big Shinui, that's Ashinei. It changed its name. If it's a temporary change, it's a change. B'shaita, you change. But it's a temporary change. A temporary change is a shvach hashinui. It's a shvach hashinui. Taka, the name changed, but it's not lachalutin. It's only a temporary change. It's a shini aroi. It's a shvach hashinui. It's a shini kot. We had before in Taisa Samach Vova Medbeis and Samach Zayin Amadala, a shinui cotton helps after years. Why does a shinui cotton help after years? Because after years already it's niklash, the bailus of the nixal. So it's not his 100%, it's his 70%. A bailus of 70%, a shinui cotton will also help. That means I'm not taking away from 100% Bailam. I'm taking away from a 70% Bailam. A 70% Bailam Mashini Kotno Sot. This is how the Tumas Akri says Pshat in Taisvis and Sukkah. That is why Ashini Maisa HaChoyza will not help. Even after Yish, because it's not a Shini Maisa. It didn't change at all. The physical status of the Dova Nigzel did not change at all. A Shini Hashem Achoyza, there was a change. There was a time that the name changed. There was a change. It's a Shvacha change because it's not a definite change. It's only a temporary change, but it's a change. So a temporary change is a shinui cotton. After years, it will help. That is now in Opshat in the Gemara in the Sefer Sukkah. Now let us go to Rabzeire, and let us go to Rabzeire and the Kasha of Morish, and let us go to our Gemara. The Tosfos asks that Trume is a Shini HaChoyza. Rabzeire said it's a Shini HaChoyza. Rabzeire said it's a Shini HaChoyza. So Rabzeire said that even though, let us say it's very loy shchiach that a person will take apart a bira, that's 100% true, but there's a possibility that one could take it apart. So Memele, this is not called a permanent change in the Shem. It's called a temporary change. Why is it called temporary? Because it's possible that this change might go off. It will take apart the Bira, so it will be called a Morish again. So the Shini Hashem is a temporary change. By Morish, we're talking about without Yush. A temporary change is a Shini Kotten. Without Yush, does not help. That is the Gemara before. Temporary change without use does not help. Taisvis asked Akasha, let's be koine, the Asis is, the Taisvis asked Akasha, Trume is Ashine Hashem HaChoyza. Now, how is it Choyza? So Taisvis says, you can be shoyl on it. When you shoyl on it, what happens? So it's not a temporary change. When you shoyl, it comes out, it never was Trume. It never was Trume. This Shini Hashem HaChoyza, if I'll be Shoyal on it, it's not Pshat, it's a temporary change. Through Shaila, I'll make that it never was a Shini Hashem. If it never was a Shini Hashem, that Tosfos never said that you could be Koina with Yush. The whole Lumdis, that Ashine Hashem HaChoyza helps with Yush, is Davke, if there was Ashine Hashem, B'shaite there was Ashine Hashem, I made this a Hishane, it was a Hishane, now it's a Hishane, less man the Polik. I'll be Matil the Agat, so now it's Ois Hishane. It's Ois Hishane Mikano Lahaba. So that's a temporary Ashine Hashem, but this is Ashine Hashem. This is Ashine Hashem. That is temporary. So Memele, so there Taisvis says, with Yish it will help. Taisvis said over here, since he could be Shoyal on the Trume, so it's Ki'ilu there never was a Shinui Hashem. That's a Taisvis, because if you Shoyal on the Trume, so it comes that there never was a Shinui Hashem. If there never was a Shinui Hashem, so just like by Shini Maisa HaChoyza, we say there never was a Shini Maisa, nothing ever happened. If it could be Shoyal Mikore, so it's Kilo, nothing ever happened. It's Kilo, nothing ever happened. So Memeus HaTaisa says it's no Shini, and here Yush will not help the situation. This Teres Tekovi Yeshua and Dim Rebina say on Taisvis, this, the Choyza over here is I'm making Kilo, nothing ever occurred. And that Taisvis said, since it's Loishchiyach, that this should occur, I won't say that it never occurred. That's a Loishchiyach to Kizach. To say that, to assume that it never occurred, because it's Biyodoi to be Oikel the Trume, please. Something that's like shriach to occur, to assume ki il that it's not a shinui, ki ilu nothing occurred, afasai vaitnit. That means this, the type of chayza that Taisvis is speaking about is a chayza that I'll make that it never was a shinui. I can make that it never was a shinui. So Taisvis says, to say such breite verte that it never was a shinui, if it's leishchich, I won't say such a thing. Yeah, this is leishchich, this should happen. Once in a million, it'll happen. So memele, so I will not say that it never was a shinui, because it's possible to be oikerim. But the Gemara before is not speaking, the Gemara before is speaking about that it's not permanent. So by a morish, even though it's not shchiach, that he should take apart the birah, But Lemaise, since it's possible to take apart the bire, so it has a shem of a shinui kolush, a shinui kotnu. And a shinui kotnu without yush is not koine. That is lechayre pshat and toisvis, and perhaps with this we confirm for the Teres Chaim's kashe. Meikore chulin bahashta hegdish. Bekotshim sheinei chayiv bahachrayis. So Taisvis says, I'll just read the Taisvis the way the Mrei Meisod is Geiris and Taisvis, and then I'll try to explain a little. But the Gemara asked Akashe by Hegdish, if Yod Yish is not Koine, how can a Gazlan be Magdish? So the Gemara says, it's a Shini Hashem. So Taisvis says, Bekotshim she'ein echaye b'achayis. Kotshim that he's not chaye b'achayis, I don't have to come on to Shini Hashem, the Yisod of Rabbi Yosef, that is such a concept of Shini Hashem. There's another Shini, there's a Shini Rishus, that what? That before it was mine, and now when I made it a Kobin, it shall Gavoya. So that's called Shini Rishus. Now let's just skip over va'afolgav de mikore ture de ruben va'hashte ture de ruben. Even though by a kolben, the Gemara says later, the Gemara says there's a concept before that he made it a kolben. It's called Reuben's kolben, and after he made it a kolben, it's still called Reuben's kolben. This is called Ashini Rishus, and this is a whole sugyavaita which we'll not bother to explain now. So Taisvis says, if he wouldn't be chayiv ba'achrayis, it would be considered Ashini Rishus. Now let's go back to the second line. Eleboi lik me'afilu b'chatos u'ba'osham. The Gemara wanted to say, it's speaking about afilu b'ayakobim that he's chayiv ba'achrayis. So Memela, if I'm chayiv v'achrayis, so then it's not considered a shini rishus. Mikol mokim shini Hashem yeshkan. So that's what the Gemara to say, if it's speaking about a chatos or an osham, so there, when a chatos v'osham, since he's chayiv v'achayusoy, so it's not considered like it went out of his rishus. It's still a goyim l'moment to me. So it's not considered went out of my rishus. So Memela said, there the Gemara had to say, Al Kaponim HaTeretz is a Shini Hashem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yonasan, we are on the first line of the Gemara when it's the lines start getting wide. Omar Rav Chizde, Omar Rav Yonasan, Minayin L'Shinui Shuhu Koine. How do we know that Shinui is Koine? Shenema veheishiv es agzeilo. It says veheishiv es agzeilo. Vashvus apikot matamud loyma asher gozal. These words are extra. Why the veheishiv es agzeilo? What's that asher gozal? So asher gozal means you make the chiyuv hashove is if it's kasher gozal. If the state of the Dova Anigzel is similar to what it was Bishas Gzela. Im ke Einche Gozal, if it's similar to what it was Bishas Gzela, Yachzel. Vim Lav, but if it's not Kasher Gozal, is Domim Baalme Boi Shlumi, it belongs to the Gazel, and you need to pay for it. So the Yitter of Asher Gozal is coming to tell us that Shinoi is Koine. So the Gemara asks Anshuldik, Hai Asher Gozal mi boi lemu'utei gezel oviv she'enoi moisef choymish al gezel oviv. Like the Gemara, this is speaking about something else in Gansan. The Pasuk is speaking about Shavuos HaPekodim. The father swore, someone came to the father, gave him a Pekodim, give me back my Pekodim. The father said, I never got a Pekodim from you, and he swore he never got a Pekodim. And, let's say he was Maida later, then he died. And then he died. So, now, who's Mechuyiv to pay? The Yoshim are Mechuyiv to pay. So we have a miut that the Yoshim are not Mechuyiv to pay the Yoshim are Mechuyiv to pay the Chaimish, because they didn't steal it. Al Gezel Atzma you pay Chaimish, Al Gezel Oviv you don't pay Chaimish. That is Pshat Veheshiv Esagzela Asher Gozel. You only, it says later that you might have a Chaimish. When do you pay Chaimish? If you stole it. If the father stole it and the father died, the Yoshim don't pay Chaimish. So the Gemara asked this Asher Gozel I need for a different purpose in Gansan. To tell me that the Yoshim don't pay Chaimish. Not to tell me that Shini is Koine. Asher Gozel is coming to tell us that you don't pay Chaimish, I'll guess a love it. That's the most kasha. Haya shall gozel mi boy li muti gezel of it. She'ene moisef chayme shall gezel of it. So the Gemara says, im kain, if it's only coming for that, nichtav rachmone veheshiv es gzeiloi. Let it say gzeiloi. And gzeiloi would mean that's what he stole and not what the father stole. Asher Gozal Lomali Lemichta. Why does he have to say Asher Gozal? Ishma Mino Tarti. So it's coming to tell us. So the Asher Gozal is also coming to tell us this Mikra Yitzimide Pshuta that he had stolen and not that the father had stolen it. That's Pashte Dikro. But for this alone, the Torah could have said Gzeiloi. So that what the Torah told me in a Loshen of Asher Gozal is coming to tell us a second aloche that Shini is Koine. Shma Mino Tarti. So that's the first Loshen of Rav Chista Omer Rav Yonasan. Ve'ike da Amri Omer Rav Chista Omer Rav Yonasan Minayin Lishinui She'eino Koine. Shini is not Koine. She'nema Ve'heishiv Es Hagzeilo Mikol Mokim. You return the davar hagozel without any conditions, without any strings attached. So the Gemara says, "Voksiv Asher Gozal." It says Asher Gozal. Ahumi boilei al gzeilei shaloi meisiv chaimish. In meisiv chaimish al gezel oviv. Asher Gozal is coming to tell us you don't pay a chaimish al gezel oviv. So we have here two lishoynes what Rav Yonasan holds. Zot Rashi, al gezel oviv ba gezel meforish lo, afilo nishba oviv lishaker, you also don't pay chaymish. Aval keren machayv lekro, kidamrin en hosam. Es gzeiloi, umemele imit gezel oviv, and you might gezel oviv from gzeiloi. Why does it say asher gozal? So it's coming to tell us that shinui is koine. That's the first lashon. Now we're starting something a little new. We're coming to Shitas Ula. And we'll see Meir de Kazachan over here. Omar Ula. Minayin li Yiyush she'enai koine. How do you know that Yiyush is not koine? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vaveisem gozul v'esapiseyach v'es ha'choyle. The Navi is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. When you bring korbanos, you bring inferior animals. You bring gozel. I mean, something that belongs to him, that it belongs to from his hard work. He won't bring that for a korban. He stole a korban. Oh, he stole a korban. That he'll bring to the Mizbeach for a korban. Besa Piseyach, or an animal that limps. Pesach, Hoyler, a sick animal, that means all the rejects, that's what you bring for a Kolben. And the Rebbein Shalom is gewaldike tainis on this. So the Gemara darshins gozel dumye de Pesach. That a gozel is similar to a Pesach, to an animal, a balmum. Ma Pesach, the less late akanta klal, a balmum, calls man it's a Pesach, there's no tak on it. Av gozel, the less late akanta. If you stole an animal, there's no tak on it. Loishna lifne yush, veloishna acha yush. That means nothing will help. It'll be miyayish, it won't be miyayish. Not, you stole an animal, it's fa'fala. Nothing will help. So Ula said, why doesn't it help? Why isn't it koine be yush? Saraya yush loikon. That was Ula's raya. Because I have a posik that nothing helps by gozel, and that means to say that a fellow yush won't help. L'chayre, if yush is koine, yush should help. It's, I stole it, but now it's mine. Yush should help. And it says nothing helps. It's a raya, yush isn't koine. Rove Omar Mehoche. Rove said the same aloche from a different drash, that yush is not koine. Kol bonoi v'loi ha-gozel. We have a drash, it can only bring if it's your korban. If you made the korban, v'loi ha-gozel, not you stole a behemah, and you made it for a korban. If you stole a behemah, made it for a korban, it's possible. Amos. So Rove asked, when did he make it for a korban after the gzela that the posuk says it's possible? Ilaimis lifne yish, if the bailam wasn't miyayish, pshita. So lomalikra. The behemoth doesn't belong to him. He said it should be a korban. So zvon betelim. A person was magdish to Williamsburg Bridge. So something. So donish mitgonish. So memela, if the posuk is speaking that he made a korban before yish, mashtaita. It's only the meat. Nothing happened. El olav la'acha yish. The bailam was miyayish. And then he was magdishit. Shmamino, yush loikoni. Shmamino. So we see that yush is not koin. Frag the Gemore, varovu da oma de gozel kolben de chavre. Rove schlugged up before. Rove said kolboni does not mean that the gozlin made it for a kolben. Rove said kolboni means that he stole a fartike kolben from the nigzal, and we here took shot him in Rashi. Wants to be market for himself or for the nigzal. But the pasuk b'chal isn't speaking about that he stole it. The pasuk is not speaking about that he stole a behemoth chulin and he made it for a kolben. It's speaking about that he stole a kolben b'chavre. Zemele hakad rova b'ing araya from this pasuk that yush is not koine. Rova said a different shot in the pasuk. So the Moses says, Iboi Yisei Mahodabe, Rava was Chayzer, and Rava now came to the conclusion that the Pasuk is speaking about he stole a behemah's chulin, and he was magdashit, and the reason it doesn't help, because he is like on. Viboi Yisei Mahodabe, Nayu Rav Papa Omro. That means there are these two memories. We have one memory of Rava that says that it's speaking about Gozel Kolman de Chavrei. We have one member of Rava that's speaking about that he was Gozel Behemoth Chulin, and he was Magdashit after Yush, and it got mixed up which Rava said and which Rav Papa said, and how did this occur? So the Bach says in Eis Aleph, Mishum de Molach Bosa Rabaye Barova. That means Rav Papa became Rosh Yeshiva after Rava. So Memele got already mixed up the members that Rava said, that Rav Papa said, that the Talmidei Yeshiva said, the Rosh Yeshiva said this and this. So we got mixed up who the Rosh Yeshiva was. Sometimes it was Rav Papa, sometimes it was Rava. So that's how these two members got mixed up. Fine. Now let us see Amir de Ketaisvis. Amar Ule Minayin Liyush She'enai Koine. So Ula says, how do we know Yush is not koine? Mashmahoche. So it would seem from here, we'll learn the Gemara naively. The Savai
the Yush loy koni. It would seem that Ula holds that Yush is not koni. That's the a Mishkol Rishon. That's what the Gemara is saying, that Ula holds Yush is not koni. V'chein b'hanezokin, there's a whole sugya in Gittin, the Omar Ule d'var Teiro bein noido, bein loy noido, eino mechaperes, my time Yush kidi loy koni. Now, let us just explain what that means for a minute. There's a Gemara, there's a Mishneh, Mesechtes Gittin, that said they made a takone al chatos hagzulo shaloi noido l'rabim mechaperes. Now, that's what the Mishneh says. Al chatos hagzulo shaloi noido l'rabim mechaperes. So what does this mean? This means as follows. This means there was a takone de rabbonim. If a person stole, let's just say the tam of Ula, so then we'll appreciate it a little better. Ula said, Amir de Kazach. Ula said, a person will come to the base, Hamikdosh, a chatas, bring a chatas, and he wants to be makrib the chatas. No, he brings a chatas, right? The Kahanim are makrib the chatos, gewaldig. The Kahanim eat from the chatos, is bechel, is ichai kahune. The Kahanim eat the chatos, gewaldig. This happened Sunday. Gewaldig, the Kohen comes home. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Kahanim oichlem, bailem, miskaprim. Baruch Hashem, he felt so accomplished. Monday we find out that this was a stolen kolm. This was a stolen kolm. And, so we find out, it's a stolen kolm, it's a stolen kolm. So Mamela, it never was a chatos. It was chulim bazore. It was chulim bazore. A stolen kolm, he couldn't make it a kolm chatos. It's not his behemah. He stole Reuven's behemah, he said it's a chatos, which is gonish mcgonish. He brought it. I ate a stolen kolm. So that means, I ate chulim bazore. Chulim bazore. So Chazal were afraid, kahanim atzeit. That means, you know what this will mean? A kohen, he ate chulam bazore. That is the feltamo yisapekel averes, chulam bazore. The next day you'll see, there'll be kahanim, they'll be striking. They won't be doing no more avoide. Malin tzar azois. I'll do the avoide. And from the avoide, I want to help another yid, and I'll burn in gehenim. I ate chulam bazore. The Beis Hamikdash will become bottled. The Mizbeach would be bottled. If you'll go according to the Ikar Halacha, and we'll say that you go with the Ikar Halacha, so the Kahanim will strike and become Malamdei Tanakas. They're out of this business. It's a dangerous geschäft. How do we know? It's people can bring stolen kabonis, and we'll eat, and we'll get, and we'll be nanish, it's chulam bazar. So Chazal made a takon. Al chatos hagzulo shaloi noido l'rabim. That if there was a stolen kolben, and no one knew about it, she'im mechaperes. Chazal made that it's mechaper, it's not chulam bazore, and we'll see what the hefke bez and hefke. If it, Chazal took care of this problem. Al chatas abzulosh leinoida l'rab mechaperes, he made a takone, so kahanim have nothing but to worry about, afilu it's gzula, if you don't know about it, you were makna of it and you ate it, it's mechaper and shalom al Yisrael. That's a Mishneh. Now let's see what Tosfos brings down. So the Gemara says, Tosfos brings the Gemara Gittin, Omar Ula. So Ula said, Deval Teire, Mina Teire, Bein Noido, Bein Loi Noido. Mina Teire, say the Kahanim knew about it, say they didn't know about it, Ein O Mechaperes. Mina Teiret not mechaper. My time, Yish kiddi loy kone. Yish is not kone. So mele mina Teiret, say we do know, say we don't know. So lemai said, but it's not a chatos. Yish isn't kone. If Yish is not kone, so it's not a chatos. So it's not mechaper. But Rabbanon said, loy noida mechaperes. To make sure that the Mizbeach should function, the Kanam should not be yatzeivim. That's the member of Ula. So Taisa says, I have two Gemoras. A Gemara in Merubah Daf Samar Zayin. A Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Hei, that Ula says, Yiyush kedi loy koni. It's not koine. And that's why it's a apostle of Kolbin. Sheine koine is apostle of Kolbin. And that's why it's not machapa. Two ulis. Ve koshe le rabbeinu tap. Sanad rabbeinu tam es takashe. The Bagoizel Basre, now there's a Gemara further in Daf Kuf Yudalit, Bagoizel Machel, Gabi Plukte, the Rab Shimon, the Rabbonim, the Ganov, the Gazlo. We heard before in Daf Samach Vovam at Beis, Samach Loikas the Tanakame, and Rab Shimon, if you say Stam Gneve Yush Bailim, Stam Gzele Yush Bailim. So they were speaking about, a ganav stole something, and he made it into, he was machashev, it should be a keli, is machshavtoi metamoi, the machshav of the ganav is metame, because l'chayri yish is koine, and the shayla is tam gnevi yish bailam, tam gzeli yish bailam. So there the shayla is, in which case will it become tome? Zaktule weiter, gabi plukte der Rabshima verabonen, de gana ve gazlon, he says, tam gzeile yish bailam, tam gnevi yish bailam. Koma ule, so ule says over there, machloikes, Rabshima and the Rabbonon is bestam. That means, if I don't know if the bailam was miyayish or not, so one man the yom beholds, tam gzeile yish bailam, like gzeile is miyayish, he's scared of him. Another man, the almost time, Gnevi Yishbaim, he doesn't know how he'll ever find the Ganav. Avol bi yodua, but if I know, I heard from him close. Sai by Gnevi, Sai by Gzeli, he said, Vailech Asorin Kis, Divrei Hakel Yiyush Koni. Yiyush is Koine. Everyone knows Yiyush is Koine. So here we have the same Ula, which in Bobekame in Gittin said, that Yiyush loy Koni, and there he says, Yish is koine. This is the Rabbeinu Tam Zakasha. Yish koine. He says, Yish loy koine. Va'ayma Rabbeinu Tam. I just first like to say the words of the Rabbeinu Tam, and then we'll come back and try to explain it. Va'ayma Rabbeinu Tam. The Bechol Mokim Yish koine. That's right. Ula holds Yish is koine. Bechol Mokim Yish koine. Rak le'inyin kolben. But by kolben, mishum dave mitzvah abo ba'aveira. Because it's a mitzvah abo ba'aveira. Now, before we go further, and we'll see later that Rabbeinu Tam mentions this also, but before we go further, just let's understand what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam said, Ula holds, l'gabi everything, yush is koine. Yush is koine, it's this. By a Kolbin, it's no good, because it's a mitzvah bo babayel. Because it's a mitzvah bo babayel. Fine. But what's the lotion of Ula? Ula says, Omer Ula minayin liyush she'enoi koine. If Ula would say, minayin, that after yush you can't bring a Kolbin. No, good. Even though yush is koine, you can't bring it for a Kolbin, because it's a mitzvah bo babayel. Then, we understand the Rabbeinu Tam beautifully. He said, Ula Yish is koine, but it's a potel called nas mitzvah bo ba'aveira. So Ula should have said, Minayin, Shemisha, Oise, Kob, Lache, Yish, it's a potel akove. Shinema, Kabonim, Le, Gozo. But Ula didn't say this. Ula said, Minayin, Li, Yish, She'enoi, koine. It's not koine. So this is a big problem, but let's put this problem on hold and continue. Aber let's go further with the Rabbeinu Tam. Zog the Rabbeinu Tam. V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, de b'chol mokim yush koine, all over yush is koine. Rak linyin kolben, mishum dav mitzvah bo baveile. Umei virayim, mei ahiden ezokin, de porich osam lo'ulem. Mayi the gona vehigdish viachekach tovach umochem mishalim teshume keivo veine mishalim dalad vehei ki amret yiyush loikoni kores maya videtein vahash the belava he the tonya lo avalei lemifach migufei the yiyush loikoni imkain ein loikoich lahagdish ומי פוטה מדלת והיה לי טוב אך דהקדיש, אלא בעדי לכל מילי מידעו לדיש קוני, רק לעניין הקרובה, לא חיפוך מזה טוני למביד בחוץ, או נשקורס, על מרוי לפסח או ילמויד.
Now, let us explain what Tosfos is saying now. So let's first say over Hagemara. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says in Gittin, the Gemara asks Akasha and Ulu. Ulu is the one that said, Yush Loikoni. He said, Ulu said, Yush Loikoni. So the Gemara asks Akasha like this. We learned, Gonav Vehigdish, a person gambit something, it's been about after Yush. Gonav Vehigdish, Achakach Tovach Umochal, it says he's potter from Dalet Vehei. Let's explain why is he potter from Dalet Vehei. Because there's no chi of Dalet Vehei if you shech something that belongs to Hegdish. Gonav Vehigdish, Vachakach Tovach Umocha, you're potter from Dalet Vehei. Fine. That's one din. We'll put that on hold, that din. Then it says, the same case, Gonav Vehigdish, Im shachtoi bachutz, this korban that he was magdish, he went and he shechted it chutz the beis hamikdash, chayiv kolos. Another din. It's the first we said gonav vehigdish, he's potter from dalet vehei. Fine, that's a din in tashlumen. But we said, but if he shechted it, this same shegitz, that he shechted it, and it was after he shechted it, and he shechted it, the chutz lebeis hamikdash, this is called shchutei chutz. If it's shchutei chutz, so you chayev kolos. Fine. Rekta Gemore, Ule, you said that if after Yish, val teire beinoide bein loinoide eina mechaperes. It's apostle, it's not mechaper, it's apostle kol. You said that Ganef is this Yish, and he's magnishit, it's apostle kol. We hear that klal by shchutei chutz. Shchutei chutz is only chayiv if it would be geshochten in the mizbeach. It would be a kosher korban. You shechted chutz from mizbeach. You chayiv kolos. Fact the Gemara do ule do halstoch that what that if you ganiv after yish he made it for korban. It's possible dval toira eina mechaperes. It's not mechaper. It's a possible korban. If it's a possible korban, why is he chayiv on shchutei chutz? Akasha and Ula. Because we learned in the Baraisa says Yechayev Kolos. Fractoises, one second. Why do you have to go to the Baraisa? We started off with the Mishnah. We learned, Gonav Vehigdish is Potter from Dalet Vehei, because it's Hegdish. So the Gemara should have asked Akasha, why is he Potter from Dalet Vehei? If Yish is in Koine, if Ula holds Yish is in Koine, So why is he potter from Dalet Vehei? How did it become Hegdish? How did it become Hegdish? The Gemara didn't have any problems in this. The Gemara did not have any problems. It's Hegdish. Why is it Hegdish? You all said that Yish is not kind. So how did it become Hegdish? How did it become Hegdish? The Gemara didn't ask anything. That the Gemara understood very well. The Gemara, yes, oh, but you chayiv kores. You see, it's a kosher record. Zukta Rabbeinu Tam, so you see a Meure de Kizach. Oh, you see my shtick teure. I said that he holds Yish is Koine. Yish is Koine, so if it was Yish, he's Magdish, it belongs to Hegdish. Belongs to Hegdish, he shechts it, it's part of an Alvei. Because it's his, and he was Magdish, it belongs to Hegdish, so he's part of an Alvei. So the Gemara didn't have any problems with this. He holds Yish is Koine. Oh, Lord, Yish is kinder. So yes, Kakasha, why it's Hegdish? Sure, it's Hegdish, because Yish is kinder, it's Hegdish. The only Kasha the Gemara had was, but it says, we betonei Allah, im shochtei b'chutz chayiv kores. Ooh, if you chayiv kores, that means it's a kosher ikon. Ula said it's ainem achaperes. So the old problem was only from the betonei Allah, and that's it. But why it's Hegdish? No one batted an eyelash. Because Yish is Koine. Oh, that's a right to the Rabbeinu Tam. Now let us just see in a veinik in the Taisis. Taisis says as follows. ומי ויראי מהידה נזוקת. תפור חוסם לאולה מיהי דגונה והקדיש, ואחר כך טוב אך ומוכר, משלם תשלומי כיפל, ואין אם משלם דלת פי. You pay כיפל, you don't pay דלת פי. ותוני עלו, כי לא פי דלת פי, וכי היקבנה בחוץ, וישכתת את בחוץ, עונש קורס. ואמרת יוש לאי קוני, קורס מה יביד את זה? זה מויס וייס יחייב קורס. והשתה, זה לרבי נתם, סד, Belava he the Tony Allah. Why do you have to bring the Tony Allah? Havalela Mifrich Migufe, the Yush Loikoni, in Cain, and Lekoich Lahadish. But my potter Midalve, why didn't you buy us from the Reisha? If Ulo's Yush is not Koine, so Memeli can be Magdishe, so why is it, so it's, so why is it, so why is he potter Midalve? Holoi Tovach the Hedish. Ela Vadai Lechol Mili Moide Ule the Yush Koni. Yush is koine. Rak le'inyan hakrove. It's not koine le'inyan hakrove. Lachi porich miditoni alo tebachutz onesh kores amaroi lepesach oil moid. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's, that's the Rabbeinu Tam's raya. Now I'd like to be ma'orer, a moiridike ha'ore on this raya of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam asked a pertinent question. He said, it says in the Mishnah, Gonav v'higdish v'achakach tovach u'mocha, he's part of the Alvei, and the Hegdish is Chal. So the Rabbeinu Tam asked, why is the Hegdish Chal? Ulohot Yush is not Koine. So we see from this that Yush is Koine, and that's why he could be Magdishit, but it's only v'akrovet. It's here they says like koni lakrova. They says it's like koni lakrova. So let me ask a pertinent question. If Ula holds that Yush is koine, and that's why the Rabbeinu Tam understood why the Hegdish was chal, so if after Yush, why if he wouldn't be Magdishit, why is he chayiv valid vehei? Shem Shemayim. Yish is koine. The Rabbeinu Tam said, Ula holds Yish is koine. So a person gamved a beheime, if the Bailam was miyayish, who does the beheime belong to the ganef. So if Yish is koine and it belongs to the ganef, so if the ganef shechted, he should be potter. Shaloye tevev, shaloye moicha. The Mishnah doesn't say like this. The Mishnah said he was magdish. Oh, he's potter and al vei because he's shechting hegdish. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, you see that Yish is koine? You see, Yish is koine because the Hegdish was chal. Shemu Shemayim. If Yish is koine, so why do you have to be mandishit? If you say Yish is koine, that it's shaloi, that it belongs to the ganef with Yish. So Mamela, so it's potter from the old vehei. How do we understand that the Rabbeinu Tam is not a pella? Yish is koine, and that's why the Hegdish is chal. And that's why it's potter from the old vehei. If Yish is koine, so she says shaloi utaveach. I'd just like to mention a yisod, and with this we'll understand the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. We had once mentioned a ktois. The ktois mentions after Yush, by Aveda after Yush, the Yush accomplishes that the Guf Hadovo belongs to the Ganef, and the Shabyas Hadovo belongs to the Niglav. That's what we mentioned, the Ktois. The Ktois says this Yusayt. Yush is a Shiel Bikinyonai. The Guf Hadovo belongs to the Ganef. That means every Chayp Saganda Behemoth. So there's the Guf HaBehemah and there's the Shabyas of the Behemah. So the Ktzoi says the Guf HaBehemah belongs to the Ganef, if Yush is Koine, but the Shabyas of the Behemah belongs to the Bible. The Shabyas of the Behemah belongs to the Bible. So every Gigamvete Behemah, if Yush is Koine, it means what belongs to the Ganef? The Behemah. The value of the Behemah, the Shabyas of the Behemah, belongs still to the Mikdash. Yisoid one. Yisoid two, I once heard from Rabban Zecheinu Levrocha Yisod, he said, the Pasuk says, Gozel Dumye de Piseach. Ma Piseach les leitakante, av Gozel les leitakante. A Piseach is a Balmum. Why can you be makriv a Piseach? It's a Balmum. It's posel lehakrove. A gozel is also a balmum. That means the din of mitzvah babavere means it's a psul in the chayfet shal mitzvah. It's a psul in the behemah. It's a mum in the behemah. A gigazel to behemah is a balmum. You see the gzeile in the behemah. So pshat is the Rabbeinu Tam held. Yish is kinda all over. You kind of the Guf Adovi, not kind of the Shavius. The Shavius belongs to the Bible, but the Guf Adovi you kind of. Yish Kone means you kind of the Guf Adovi. The Shavius you are not kind of. Fine. So Memela, but the Guf Adovi is yours. When it comes to Kolbin, since the mominess of this Behemah belongs, the Behemah belongs to the Gazlan, but the mominess of the Behemah belongs to the Nigzal. So Memele, this is most, this is when you bring this behemah, it's called a behemah gzula, because the mominess of this behemah belongs to the nigzal. In this behemah, the maisik zayla is nikir in this behemah. The mominess of this behemah belongs to the nigzal. So it's called a behemah gzula. So for Hakrove, it's possible. It's so Yish is koni, but it's not koni la Hakrove. And that's the psul of mitzvah boba aveire. The psul of mitzvah boba aveire is because the aveire is nicker in the chayvet shal mitzvah. So that's why gozul dumy. It's a mum in the chayvet. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned. So the loshna bull is very good. It's loikonye by a kolben. It's loikonye. That means the kinyan what I have, which Yish gives a person, and it makes that the Guf Adovo says, this Kenyan helps, L'kola Teire Kula. But when it comes to a Kolbin, Yish Leikonye to be able to be Makrivit, because since there's a Shiur in the Kenyan, since Lemaise, the mominess of this Behemah belongs to the Nigzal, it's not Koina Legamre, only Koina the Gufa Behemah, not the Shavius of the Behemah, is Leikonye La Hakrib, because that's Gozel Dumye de Peseach. That is one you saw, and with this, we can understand, and that's where there's a Shita Mekabetzis further that says this you saw, that even though Yish, but yes, the kasha, if Yish is kind of why chayiv dalet vehei. So the teretz is yechayiv dalet vehei because the mominess of the behemah still belongs to the nixal. Yechayiv dalet vehei on the mominess of the behemah. Even though Yish is kind of. That's why it had a say in the Baraisa that the reason that your potter from dalet vehei is because it became hegdish. By hegdish, al koponim, there's no din of Dalet Vehei.